This is Morning Edition on Vermont Public Radio. Good morning. I'm Mitch Wertlieb. The state's largest utility, Green Mountain Power, announced a new goal last week to get all of its power from renewable energy sources by the year 2030. The plan also calls for the company to shift to 100% carbon-free energy by 2025. In a press statement, GMP President and CEO Mary Powell explained the company's efforts come with a sense of urgency. She pointed to a report from the UN Intergovernmental Panel on Climate Change, which said we have 12 years to cut back on carbon or face irreversible consequences related to climate change. Well, joining us this morning in our VPR studios is GMP's Chief Executive, Mary Powell. Mary, thanks so much for being here.
It's my pleasure.
Well, I want to start by asking, what is the ratio, generally speaking, right now for GMP between the power it gets from renewable and non-renewable sources?
So right now, we are 60% renewable in our portfolio, and we are also 90% carbon-free, which we're really pleased with. And actually, it's a result of a vision and a plan we launched about 10 years ago that was about really radically transforming the portfolio, ramping up local renewable resources, and really transforming the energy that we consume. But now is the time to take it a step much further.
I think people, when they think about where their power comes from, you know, you flick on a light switch, you don't really think about it. What is that 40% of the non-renewable sources? Where is that power coming from right now?
I would say the biggest delta between the 60% renewable and the 90% carbon-free is the slice of nuclear power that we have from Seabrook in New Hampshire, and that's about 27% of our portfolio. And the rest would be a system mix, which, again, when you look at the New England mix, it is largely a fossil-based system mix.
Well, it's a really laudable goal to, you know, get more renewables into the system, but how do you plan to actually make that shift to 100% renewable energy?
Well, a huge part of how we see getting to this is about continuing to accelerate the adoption of those types of resources and then leveraging those to make the grid more affordable for everybody we serve.
And are we talking about solar panels? Are we talking about wind power? What are these renewable sources going to be from?
Well, a number of the resources that we see being adopted certainly is solar energy. So we do believe that solar and storage and that pairing of solar and storage is really, really critical. And then as we think about this future, we do think about how do we also really take advantage of other renewable resources that will be developed to a larger scale in our region.
What about wind power, though, Mary? Because we know this can be a very divisive issue in Vermont. A lot of the larger wind projects that have tried to go up in some areas of Vermont, people have been very upset about those that live nearby to those wind generators.
Any resource, any opportunity for tackling climate change, you're always going to bump up to challenges. The project, for instance, that Green Mountain Power did up in Lowell, I mean, it was very important to us to have community support, and the town voted in favor of that project. So while there were challenges to work through, you know, the point is that you meet with folks, you work with folks, and you do your best to make the project something that is that the community ultimately is proud of, which I think we have in many cases.
So that's something you'd pledge to do in the future if you were looking at a bigger wind project, go to the community first, get their input, and try to work with them?
Well, just to be absolutely clear, there is nothing about launching this plan that we launched today that says that Green Mountain Power is going to be building a project. We actually believe that there are going to be enough resources in the region and in Vermont through really this acceleration of a consumer-led revolution towards distributed generation. We believe that there's going to be enough resources, and we don't see that right now in our sights in terms of how to meet this goal.
How will this impact customers when they get their GMP bill? Will rates increase?
This is all about how do we move forward exactly in the way that we have. So we have been laser focused on cost, and we absolutely must do it in a cost effective way.
The state of Vermont, as I'm sure you're aware, has set the goal of getting 90% of Vermont's energy from renewables by 2050. You're going beyond the expectations of the state with your plan. Do you think that Vermont legislators in Montpelier are doing enough to lower the state's carbon footprint?
I think the state goal is a really good goal, and there are similar goals all over the country. The game changer for us, Mitch, was the report that came out in October, and that, you know, really fundamentally said we've got 12 years. So now we have 11.5.
Mary Powell is the president and CEO of Green Mountain Power. Thank you so much for taking the time.
It's a pleasure to be here. Thanks for having me.